It is Monday, October 14th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great day so far. So glad to be back. Ron Hayes joining us now. And,
We've got a little bit of precipitation out there in the air today, Dave. This cold front and a rain system is starting to make its way across central and north central Oklahoma, and rainfall now is starting to pile up a little bit.
All right, that's great. Also, we've got news from Capitol Hill that the Farm Bill is moving forward.
Yeah, we've got the Humphreys finally named on Saturday. Big, big news there. We've got crop insurance being talked about, and quite a debate there. And even a lot of talk about this this blizzard up in South Dakota about a week ago.
Well, we've got that and a lot more coming up. In fact, I'll have a news update coming up when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma here on the radio, Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale coming up this Saturday, October 19th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 75 Angus and semi-Angus lots, including spring pears, spring-bred heifers, show heifer prospects, fall-bred cows and pears, open yearling heifers, and more. For information, you can call Eddie Sims, National Cattle, at 580-595-1626, and you can check out the catalog at nationalcattle.com.
It is 7 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your Monday is going great so far. The American Soybean Association and National Farmers Union are pleased the House has finally appointed Farm Bill conferees. ASA President Danny Murphy says it's been a trying process, but ASA commends Speaker Boehner and Minority Leader Pelosi for moving it along to the next stage. Murphy says it's time to start partisan divides aside and to work together to craft a compromise that works for all farmers. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson hopes the conferees consider the needs of all family farmers, ranchers, consumers, and hungry Americans throughout its deliberations, ultimately presenting a five-year comprehensive farm bill with an adequate safety net that can be supported by both houses of Congress and adopted by the president before the end of the year. Well, OSHA is proposing a $118,000 fine after issuing 24 safety citations against the West Fertilizer Company in West Texas. The April explosion at the facility killed 15 and destroyed a large part of that Texas town. California Senator Barbara Boxer is the chairwoman of the House committee that has been investigating the explosion.
It seems to me that basic safety was ignored at this plant. And the importance of this filing and the importance of letting people know about it is it should be a message to everyone handling this type of explosive materials. Get your act together.
West Texas Mayor Tommy Muska is questioning how OSHA could have issued an accurate report about the explosion when much of the evidence was destroyed in the blast.
It's like shutting the barn door after the cow's out because, again, you know, if they would have done this review 5 years ago or 1 year ago or 7 months ago, we wouldn't be talking. But they didn't.
Muska says issuing a report now is pointless.
I think that's unacceptable by any means that an agency wouldn't inspect a chemical plant in 30 years and then come up after it's blown up and inspect it and issue citations.
Muska isn't sure what point OSHA is making with a $118,000 fine. He says the plant owners don't have the money to pay it. The U.S. Grains Council says the partial federal government shutdown has reverberated through global equity, currency, and commodity markets. Without official data and statistics, the council notes hog buyers are rethinking the way producers are paid, grain traders are wondering about crop production, and equity traders are wondering about official jobs figures. But the council says the U.S. commitment to exports remains steadfast and solid. Forward market reaction to the shutdown is cautiously mixed, with collapse in accustomed points of contact and data reports unsettling to some buyers. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Apel and Justin Lewis will have an update on those markets, and also Ron Hayes of the Ag Weather. That in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue toward the goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel. Joining us right now is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are the futures markets looking at midday?
Equity futures here are lower at midday. We have the Dow Jones down 25 points at 15,150. S&P futures are down 3 points at 1696 even. There's growing concern here over the weekend as both parties failed to come to any solid agreement. They did say that there were some signs of progress, but nothing really got solved over the weekend. So that's why we're down today. You know, Thursday and Friday last week, the market was really strong and rallied both of those days. But now we're taking some of that back. 30-year treasuries are down 2 points at 132.24. And then the U.S. dollar is down about 15 at 80.30 in the December contract. Energy futures are higher today in the crude oil and natural gas, but lower in the unleaded and heating oil contracts. Crude oil is higher after this weekend China released the information that they imported a record high, almost 26 million metric tons of crude oil in the month of September, or about 6.3 million barrels a day. That was up about 20% from the previous week. And they are officially now the biggest importer of crude oil. So that's positive in terms of the demand picture. Natural gas here is up a penny. November is at 380, or up about 2 cents at midday. And then the unleaded gasoline is down about a half a cent, and heating oil is down about one half of a cent. Meat futures are steady to a little bit higher at midday. We have live cattle trading anywhere from 30 to 50 higher. October live cattle traded as high as 129.35, and we had cash trade on Friday of 128, which was a really positive sign. And then on the feeder cattle, we're anywhere from down 20 to up 10 after making new contract highs again this morning. November feeder cattle traded as high as 169.95. Did not quite hit 70, 170, but got within a nickel. And then hogs this morning are steady to down 50. Grain futures are higher in the Midwest crops. The corn up 2 cents. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents. And then wheat is steady. We're getting nice rainfall here through the Southern Plains, which should keep a cap on any major rally in the wheat futures at this point. And then there's going to be a little bit of slowdown in harvest in the Midwest as rainfall moves through there as well.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Dave Lanning will have a look at all the latest market numbers right after this as Midday Oklahoma continues.
Not many foods are fun to wash cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
15 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great Monday. Time now to take a look at our agricultural futures. And the on the livestock future, December live cattle up 42, 132.90. February up 45, 134.57. November feeder cattle down 10 at 169.17. January's down 22 at 168.52. December hogs down 25, 86.25. February is down 40 at 88.50. We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard and Safeguard kills the worms. Ground stomach worm, puparia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game.
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10-2.
Well, in the grain trade, Kansas City wheat, December's up a penny and a quarter at 761.5. March unchanged at 759. December corn's up 1.25 at 434.5. March up 1.25 at 447.5. November soybeans up 6.5 at 1273.25. January's up 5 at 1271.25. The December cotton futures up 6 at 83.43. March up 19, 84.41. November crude oil up 39 at 102.41. December up 39 at 102.44. That's a check of your markets. Ron Hayes steps in now. He's got a look at our agricultural weather.
Now to neighbors, Midday Oklahoma continues. Ron Hayes with you today, and here on Columbus Day 2013, we're pleased to have our agriculture weather segment to pass along to you now here. And today we're looking at rainfall headed our way. Not much as of yet to talk about, but it does look like rainfall and then weather that really reflects fall, also temperature-wise, into the latter part of the work week as it stands right now, particularly after tomorrow. We'll talk about all these details for you here today as we consider our agricultural weather here on Midday Oklahoma right after this.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell, Secretary of the Oklahoma School Land Commission. Each October, state school land is leased for farming, grazing, and outdoor sports. At 9 locations, beginning on October 14th, ending October 29th, 574 tracts in 34 Oklahoma counties will be leased. Go to www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LANDS for auction locations and land listings. School land lease auctions benefit public education in Oklahoma.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale coming up this Saturday, October 19th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 75 Angus and Sem-Angus lots, including spring pairs, spring bred heifers, show heifer prospects, fall bred cows and pairs, open yearling heifers, and more. For information, you can call Eddie Sims, National Cattle, at 580-595-1626, and you can check out the catalog at nationalcattle.com. Our forecasters were indicating that we were going to have some heavy rain moved into the state overnight on Sunday night, early Monday morning. It came in a little slower than what some folks were kind of anticipating, but it is starting to really move in now southern counties of the state, and even into the central counties. We're starting to see some precipitation amounts of a half an inch or so in the Oklahoma City area, in Canadian County, Minco in the northern part of Grady County. We've got about 4/10 now reported at Marshall, last report that we've got, and it's still in the tenths and hundredths of an inch in a lot of our area trade territory this morning in north central Oklahoma into southern Kansas. But we're going to see those amounts of rain start to build up as well. Heaviest amounts of precipitation that we've really seen in the last 24 hours or so in the state is right in that south central area around Ringling and Warica. They've been an inch, inch and a half of rainfall, and more continues to fall even as we speak. Bottom line right now, we are going to be seeing some significant rainfall, it looks like, out of this system, easily an inch, inch and a half, 2 inches of rain in some localized locations across the state. Central, north central Oklahoma, more like an inch, inch and a half, looks like, will be fairly typical. As far as the actual forecast goes, we check it in just a moment.
Here at B&K Equipment, we bring you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the Gator XUV 825 IS4. With room for four, it's made to play hard. Or the Sleepy Style RSX 85i Muscle Machine. Right now, you can get $500 off these Gators and great deals on financing. Get John Deere's latest play-by-play from the P&K team or visit us on the web at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
For this afternoon and into the evening hours, we're talking about 60 to 70% chance of precipitation west of a line from Interstate 35 down to Oklahoma City and then Interstate 44 from Oklahoma City on down to Wichita Falls. There's basically a line, a swath that encompasses a good bit of Oklahoma City that could be more like 80% chance of precipitation. It looks like from Wichita Falls to Oklahoma City up to Ponca City and into Kansas. And then 90% chance of precipitation with heavy rainfall very possible in the southeastern corner of the state of Oklahoma. As far as our temperatures are concerned, 60s, a few close to 70-degree readings expected this afternoon. Low 50s, overnight lows tonight, early Tuesday morning. Mid-60s, daytime highs Tuesday as we start to clear out. Another chance of precipitation, slight chance on Wednesday. Low 60s, daytime highs. And upper 60s on Thursday, back close to 70 degrees by Friday with another slight chance of showers. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a Cat D8N dozer, a Volvo L220D wheel loader, a 2008 Bobcat S205 skid steer, or a Massey Ferguson 5475A tractor. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Cat 320 CL excavator, or a 2009 Loftness G10 grain bag loader, or bid on a Rotomix 345 12 B-feed wagon. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Muser Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Muser Metal roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
It's 25 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your day is going great so far. We've got a lot to come this half hour. In fact, in just a couple of moments, Ron Hayes will join us with his ag calendar as well as his ag perspectives. I've got a news update for you in just a couple of minutes. And still later this half hour, we've got a complete market update for you. And, of course, Ron has his beef buzz and his soapbox. That and a whole lot more still to come on Midday Oklahoma. But first, we're going to kick things off with Ron Hayes and the ag calendar.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Good afternoon, everybody. So glad to be along with you today. We are glad to be back on here on 1640 AM. And at this time spot on a regular basis, we're going to be hearing from Oklahoma Farm Bureau reporter Sam Knipp and some of the things that he's covering when it comes to the world of agriculture. We'll also be checking on our agricultural calendar in brief as well on a daily basis. Jim Apel will have those updates for us. And we'll begin with Sam and that report on South Korean reporters coming to Oklahoma to look at our beef industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tracker.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eats the Safeguard and Safeguard kills the worms. Ground stomach worm, puparia, all the worms, other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game.
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
South Koreans love U.S. beef, but they are confused about how that beef is produced. To set the record straight, the Oklahoma Beef Council, along with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, sponsored a group of South Korean journalists on a recent tour of Oklahoma livestock facilities. We caught up with them at Oklahoma State University's Willard Sparks Research Unit, west of Stillwater. Min Park, U.S. Meat Export Federation office in Seoul, South Korea, explained the trip.
We are trying to show them how the U.S. Cattle producers are doing. For example, unfortunately, there are some prejudices in Korea. Many Korean customers do not aware that the cattle in the U.S. are raised in open field, and some are easily associated with the term factory farm. So we are trying to show the journalists the open field and cattle grazing, so they will write the story, what they see, what they feel in the article with eye-catching photos. And we will deliver, we can deliver the message to large number of audiences.
South Koreans like U.S. beef?
Yes, after they taste it, they love it. But unfortunately, as I told you, there are a lot of prejudice. Not only the U.S. beef, also the imported products. They believe that the imported agri products are inferior. But we do like to position U.S. beef as a high-end, high-quality product.
So this puts a face on U.S. beef producers, so the South Koreans can say, yes, we know now more about U.S. beef.
Right. I hope they will write a great article about their experience this time with eye-catching photos. Then Korean consumers can have a type of new perception about the U.S. cattle industry.
The South Korean journalist spent several days in September touring farms in northeast and central Oklahoma. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale coming up this Saturday, October 19th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 75 Angus and semi-Angus lots, including spring pears, spring bred heifers, show heifer prospects, fall bred cows and pears, open yearling heifers, and more. For information, you can call Eddie Sims of National Cattle at 580-595-1626, and you can check out the catalog at nationalcattle.com. From our calendar, School Land Commission of Oklahoma has got their school land lease auctions kicking off today. This afternoon, the first of those auctions across the state happening at 2 p.m. at Beaver County Fairgrounds in Beaver, Oklahoma. Tomorrow, they'll be out in the Panhandle, 9 a.m. in Cimarron County at Boys City, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, auctioning off lease leases from Texas County at the Texas County Fairgrounds in Guymon. This Wednesday, October 16th, they'll be in Woodward, auctioning off leases from Woodward, Major, Dewey, Woods, Harper, and Ellis counties. That'll be at the High Plains Votech in Woodward at starting at 10 a.m. That's your agricultural calendar. I'm Ron Hayes. Up next, agricultural news with Dave Lanning here on Midday Oklahoma.
All right, Ron, thank you so much for that update. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to have past the hour news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tracker.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eats the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, puparia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe. Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game.
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Well, the Farm Bill has unexpectedly gotten back on track with the late-breaking decision by the House GOP to go to conference with the Senate, even as efforts continue to resolve the debt crisis and government shutdown. Prompted by a freak Great Plains storm that claimed some 75,000 cattle and a government shutdown and expired Farm Bill that killed any hope of quick aid, the House GOP jump-started Farm Bill talks that they've refused to hold for weeks. The new move started in the House Rules Committee, where Ag Chair Frank Lucas told the panel he's gone as far as he can in pre-conference talks with Senate Ag leaders.
But ultimately, there are just issues that require a full conference, a full airing of the process to be determined, and that's what I'm asking for the opportunity now. Everything that we can do, which is much of the bill, I think the groundwork has been laid by this constant dialogue. But now, I need a full conference to iron out some big challenging differences.
Well, the biggest of those is in food stamps, where the House cuts nearly 10 times the Senate $4 billion SNAP savings over 10 years. Lead House Democratic opponent of the House cut, Jim McGovern.
There's one thing that I really, really, really disagree with that I hope could be remedied in conference, and that is what I think is an unfortunate nutrition title. I don't believe what was passed in the House floor is reform. I think it's going to hurt a lot of people. And I think for many of us to be able to vote for a farm bill, we're going to have to change that, not just by a little bit, but dramatically.
A final dollar figure for food stamp savings could make or break a final farm bill. Too high, and Democrats and some Republicans will vote no. Too low, and conservatives will vote no. House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson complains GOP inclusion of non-Ag committee members on the conference makes the job of getting a farm bill done a lot harder rather than a lot easier. Well, during a House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Water and Power hearing, the American Farm Bureau Federation expressed that continued state control of water rights is critically important to farmers and ranchers. Utah Farm Bureau Federation CEO Randy Parker testified on behalf of Farm Bureau in support of H.R. 3189, the Water Rights Protection Act. He says Farm Bureau supports the measure because it is designed to dispel uncertainty and recognizes state sovereignty and historic water law. Coming up on 34 minutes past the hour, Ron Hayes has his Ag Perspectives coming up.
Our Ag Conversation today here on Midday Oklahoma, all about the conversation, debate if you please, held Friday afternoon between the chairman of the Budget Committee, Paul Ryan, and the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, regarding premium subsidies on crop insurance. Instructions were given to the House Farm Bill conferees regarding this subject, and we'll talk about that in detail right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a Cat D8N dozer, a Volvo L220D wheel loader, a 2008 Bobcat S205 skid steer, or a Massey Ferguson 5475A tractor. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Cat 320CL excavator, or a 2009 Loftness G10 grain bag loader, or bid on a Rotomix 345-12B feed wagon. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
At the end of this last week, the U.S. House voted on several resolutions expressing sense of the House instructions to House Farm Bill conferees and how they're supposed to negotiate with the Senate in developing a final 2013 Farm Bill conference report. One of the three non-binding resolutions was adopted on a voice vote on Friday, the other two defeated on a roll call vote Saturday morning. Now, the one that actually passed, House Resolution 379, basically is all about crop insurance and specifically about getting the House to partially agree to a Senate measure cutting crop insurance premium subsidies for operations with an adjusted gross income in excess of $750,000 a year. Lucas was on, Congressman Frank Lucas, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, on the floor on Friday afternoon defending the actions of the House back in July when House members rejected similar changes in the Farm Bill as it was approved on the floor. Mr. Lucas saying that such a cut could produce unintended consequences and higher costs for the federal government and make the insurance pool less lucrative and less able to handle large losses if you don't have those larger producers in there to help spread the risk.
When I first came here, we had a system that worked around not crop insurance, which didn't work very well and wasn't subscribed to by a lot of people. We had a system of ad hoc disasters. If you had a problem here or a problem there, then you'd have a special appropriation bill to fund that disaster. And those special bills tended to grow and expand. And over time, they became a huge drain on the Treasury. That's why starting aggressively in the 96 Farm Bill, pushed even harder by then-Chairman Peterson in the 2008 Farm Bill, the focus became no more ad hoc disasters bills. Have a crop insurance program that works. Make it clear to producers, if you have a problem, you have to have insurance. You have to participate. You have to pay the premiums. Now, over the course of approximately the last decade, setting the 2012 year aside, this has become an amazingly orderly system. Many members of this room don't remember ad hoc agricultural disaster bills because this has worked that well. And I would challenge you in most, more than the majority of the years, the resources coming in the program have been greater than the payments going out. But that's the way insurance is supposed to work. You pay in good years. You hope you never use the product. But in bad years, the assistance is there. Call it crop insurance. Call it life insurance. Call it fire insurance on your house. It's the principle behind the concept. Now, the specific language we address here. There's been much discussion about the draft that the United States Senate has adopted in their Farm Bill. Same 750 number. He does include a study. But one of the main differences between what we're addressing today and what the Senate has in their language going to conference is that the study, in effect, requires that USDA look at the effect of this limitation on participation in the program and determine if that affects the viability of the program. Does it change the dynamics? Does it suddenly become a greater expense as you shrink that pool? And it gives the Secretary the authority to, if that study determines that this will be negative to crop insurance, to suspend the provision. That's not in this sense of Congress. It says, you shall, you will. One other passing thought. There's been a lot of discussion about reducing the numbers from 65 to 50, the percentages. I just simply note to you that in many cases, that in effect is not just a 15% move. That's a 40% move in effect.
Despite the pleas of Mr. Lucas, the instructions were approved by a voice vote in the House. We'll see how those non-binding instructions are figured into the negotiations once the conferees between the House and the Senate do get together. Here on Midday Oklahoma, we continue. Agricultural markets are up and coming in just a few moments. Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market. Been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented to over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant through September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. Hey, cattle producers, it's the Black Jack Farms and Guess annual female production sale coming up this Saturday, October 19th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 75 Angus and Sim-Angus lots, including spring pairs, spring-bred heifers, show heifer prospects, fall-bred cows and pairs, open yearling heifers, and more. For information, you can call Eddie Sims of National Cattle at 580-595-1626, and you can check out the catalog at nationalcattle.com. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Time for us to check your agricultural markets. Mighty glad to be along with you today on this Columbus Day report. And today it's an up day on beans, on corn, fractions up on the corn. We're really flat to a little higher on our Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures today. Looks like our energy complex is a little down a little bit, and it's an up day on live cattle futures, feeder cattle futures, about a little higher, but really just kind of battling about unchanged from the gains from the tail end of last week. As far as all the prices are concerned for you on this Columbus Day, we've got the cash cattle trade, feedlot trade from the end of last week to talk about, Woodward livestock to talk about, as well as all the rag futures in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University's livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
When you improve your visibility with headlights and windshield wipers from Napa this month, you could save 30% and the life of a squirrel. So head into Napa and save 30% on select headlight bulbs and Vista windshield wipers. You'll even get a free multifunctional flashlight by mail when you buy a pair. Save yourself. Go to Napa. See store for details. Limit one rebate per household at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/17/13.
Go to NapaGreatPlains.com or Napa Great Plains on Facebook for more great offers.
On this Columbus Day, we do have our agricultural futures open. Feeder cattle values are nudging up against that $170 level. November contracts are up a half a dollar today at $169.77 earlier in the morning. Meanwhile, this last week, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, feedlot prices were $2 better than the week before at $1.28 now for steers and for heifers, a total of 11,382 head sold in the cash trade this last week, according to TCFA, about 60,000 head in the formula, so 72,304 head actually sold this last week, down a little bit from the 78,000 head
the week before, according to TCFA, in the Texas-Oklahoma-New Mexico feedlot territory. Meanwhile, the one auction barn that we do have for you today from last Friday, the Woodward Livestock Market, reported by state reporters from ODAFF, 5,266 head at the Woodward Market last week. The feeder steers $1 to $4 higher, feeder heifer yearlings $3 to $4 higher, steer calves fitted to a couple of dollars higher, and heifer calves fitted to $3 higher. The 4 to 5-way calves, $1.83 up to $2.16. 5 to 600-pounders, $1.67 to $1.90. 6 to 700-pound calves, $1.55 to $1.69. And a few 7 to 8-weight calves, $1.52 to $1.62. On the yearlings, some 6 to 7-weight light yearlings, $1.71 to $1.77. 7 to 8-weights, $1.67 to $1.74.85. 8 to 9-weights, $1.56 to $1.60. And some 900 to 950-pounders, clearing from $1.52 to $1.55 at the Woodward Livestock Market this last Friday. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we've got the December live cattle futures today at 42 cents at 132.90. November feeder cattle contracts are up 7 cents now at 169.35, just flirting ever so closer to that $1.70 level. And December lean hog futures down 30 cents today, 86.20. Our grain or oilseed cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, family and consumer science educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the dietary guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the December contracts are up a penny and a quarter today, 761 and a half. March, steady at 759. In July, new crop for 2014, up a penny and a half today, 738 and a half. December Chicago soft wheat, right now down a penny and a quarter, 691, down three quarters on the March. December corn, new crop corn, up 2 pennies today, 435 and a quarter. March corn at 448 and a quarter, up by 2 cents. November soybeans are up by 8 cents a bushel, 1274 and three quarters. January up by 6 and three quarter cents now at 1273 a bushel. December cotton futures today, 83.42 cents a pound. That's up 5 points, so just kind of on the unchanged side of things. Crude oil futures today, 25 cents a barrel higher, 102.25. Natural gas is basically about a half a cent higher at 378 per million BTU. Overall, it's a pretty good day today on these agricultural futures, steady to a little stronger, it seems like. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Net.
You can't see me, can you? That's because I'm wearing camouflage. But camo can't hide my support for the troops. This October, join NAPA in its support of our military members. For every purchase of $25 or more, you'll get a free NAPA Racing Camo Cap. And NAPA will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund to help protect those who protect us. Come into a NAPA Auto Parts store today at participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. See store for details. Offer expires 11-17-13.
Go to NapaGreatPlays.com or NAPA Great Plays on Facebook for more great offers.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower, a job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, restrictions apply to P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturers estimated power ISO per 9768EC.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a Cat D8N dozer, a Volvo L220D wheel loader, a 2008 Bobcat S205 skid steer, or a Massey Ferguson 5475A tractor. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Cat 320 CL excavator, or a 2009 Lochness G10 grain bag loader, or been on a RotoMix 345 12B feed wagon. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Congressman Frank Lucas, as he talks about the blizzard in South Dakota and the loss of cattle in that state. We're back with Congressman Lucas in just a moment.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell, Secretary of the Oklahoma School Land Commission. Each October, state school land is leased for farming, grazing, and outdoor sports. At 9 locations, beginning on October 14th, ending October 29th, 574 tracts in 34 Oklahoma counties will be leased. Go to www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LANDS for auction locations and land listings. School land lease auctions benefit public education in Oklahoma.
Here at P&K Equipment, we bring you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the Gator XUV 825 IS4. With room for four, it's made to play hard, or the sleepy-styled RSX 85 iMuscle machine. Right now, you can get $500 off these Gators and great deals on financing. Get John Deere's latest play-by-play from the P&K team or visit us on the web at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
And making an appearance before the House Rules Committee this past Friday, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, was asked about the blizzard up in South Dakota of about a week ago now that killed so many cattle, maybe 100,000 head of cattle, some of the latest numbers that we are hearing out of the South Dakota blizzard. He was asked how this particular situation caused so much damage to the beef cattle industry in that state. Mr. Lucas, as a rancher himself, offered a little bit of a play-by-play about how the weather came in waves, causing so much devastation.
My understanding is it was a combination of the worst possible weather events for livestock outside. A series of soaking rains, a dramatic drop in temperature, followed by ice, followed by snow. So whether you're a 1,200-pound cow or a 600-pound calf, or even something younger than that, when you're soaked to the bone, you're subjected to incredibly low temperatures, below freezing, the wind chill factor. You can't generate enough heat to dry out and stay warm, and you freeze to death. It is a tragedy in many ways, because understand, a lot of these are breeding stock operations. These are cattle, bulls, the cows. The genetic pool have been in families for a generation or generations or generations. There are pedigrees on a lot of these cattle that go back farther than most of our fellow citizens can identify who their ancestors are. So there's that loss.
And there's the simple economic loss, millions of dollars, and there's the emotional toll that ranchers now face. As far as an appropriate federal government response, Chairman Lucas suggests livestock disaster assistance through a new farm bill.
In the farm bill, we have language that addresses livestock disaster losses. In the previous farm bill, because of budget issues, the programs were funded for 4 years of the five-year farm bill, so they've expired. We address those kind of issues in this farm bill. So, first of all, Mr. Chairman, let me say the sympathy needs to go out to all those good stock men and women who've lost the work of a lifetime, maybe in generations. But also, we need to do this farm bill so that the tools are there for them to address these economic losses. I tell people sometimes, you have to understand in the beef cattle business, when you sell that cow, you're selling the factory. You don't just turn the switch off, lock the door, and say, workers, come back the next day or next week or next year. You sell the factory. So for these folks to put themselves back together, they've got to take care of the dead animals, public health issue. They'll do that. They've got to address how they find replacement stock, and they've got to acquire those. That's why things like the Farm Bill are so important.
House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas talking to the House Rules Committee this last week. You got the beef buzz on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world.
If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
We're about to wrap up Midday Oklahoma today. Some final thoughts from our soapbox in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA. Grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auctions, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, thank you, Dave. Here we are up on our soapbox wrapping things up on this Columbus Day 2013. And we're pleased to be back on with 1640 AM once again. You're KZLS now instead of all ag. They're all oldies, and we appreciate this stop in the oldies format during the middle of the day to inform you of what's going on in the world of agriculture across central, north central Oklahoma into southern Kansas as well. Great big signal, and a lot of folks can most certainly catch up on the latest agricultural news right here at the 1640 spot. We invite you to let your friends know in the agricultural community that this program is around once again, and let the folks at Champlin Broadcasting know that you appreciate their support of agriculture here in Oklahoma and in Kansas. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting as we wrap up the program today, the big news, of course, Farm Bill Conference being named by the House leadership. A lot of folks thought they might not actually get around to naming any sort of set of conferees until after the debt ceiling talks were taken care of, continuing resolution had been disposed of. However, they went ahead and named them maybe a little bit quicker than we thought otherwise. One of the reasons, perhaps, is the story from South Dakota, the blizzard. We had just a few moments ago Chairman Frank Lucas describing that to the House Rules Committee, and the horrible weather that's caused thousands of livestock operations, probably 75, 80,000 head of livestock cattle to have lost their lives in this unique blizzard, and the fact that they're kind of left holding the bag without any sort of government help at all because of the shutdown, slowdown, and no farm bill and no livestock disaster assistance program as a result. That's being played up in some of the major newspapers around the country, and that may well be enough attention by the House leadership to say, let's get this thing going. Let's not be seen as blocking any help to these guys. And as a result, Farm Bill Conference named. The hope is they'll be able to hit the ground running and get something done sooner rather than later. We sure hope so. Have yourself a great day, everybody. We appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us today here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, we certainly do appreciate that. And that will do it for this edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Jim Apel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lamming, inviting you to join us next time for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.